Okay, and now we're back with Cher Stevens. There are all kinds of seniors who have different desires and different interests, and I think you're probably finding that to be the case.
Yes.
No, yeah.
They're seniors, and they're seniors, and they're seniors. And I mean, when I started, I didn't want to call it the senior center. I wanted to call it the elder center, because elder denotes wisdom, but I guess senior center is the traditional name to call it. And I had a vision.
And Ellen and I were talking about the fact that we didn't like either term, elder or senior.
Well, I call myself vintage, okay?
So, oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I'm vintage.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Gosh or, knows I'm vintage.
Or goddess or wise woman or, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I did have 8 years experience running a senior community in Los Angeles. So I had that experience, and plus I'm basically an artist. So I came to this job with a creative mind, and that I didn't want it to be just a regular old senior center where everybody just sat around and played cards, although they do and they love the cards. But and I'm still working on the programming, because I want it to be an exciting, energetic place where people can come and have a great time and learn and have so many programs. And I guess it does involve budget, but we'll also get some grants. And in the last 6 months, I think we've been a fantastic collaboration with the library. Thank you, Brenda, Emily. And we've had some very successful classes. We've had ballroom dance, we've had balance workshop, creative writing, Spanish classes going on. And it's great because the library can reach a lot more people than I can. So that's worked out really well. And we just have plans for a lot more programs. And it does depend on the budget and the generosity of people. Some people can volunteer to teach these classes, which is great. But some people need to get paid. So we'll just have to see how that goes throughout 2018. And they haven't finalized the budget yet. So I'm very enthusiastic and hopeful that we'll make it a fantastic place with tons of programming. I lived in Santa Monica, and I went to the Santa Monica Senior Center, and they just had an incredible program. Of course, Santa Monica is a much bigger city, mm-hmm. and they have a lot more money.
I used to live in Santa Monica.
You did?
Yes, at 26, no, Ocean Park and 6th.
I lived at 21st and Wilshire.
Well, you lived in the Tony part of town.
No, not really. That a little bit north of that. No, south of that, actually. Yeah, that center was great. And they did have a kind of a program where they called it Club 1541, where they charged $15 a year for a membership, and then you would have access to all these classes. So that's something else that we might consider, too, which might help the funding.
I was going to ask, do participants pay for any of these things that you've mentioned?
Yoga and aerobics is a $2 suggested donation. Once mm-hmm. again, if you don't have it, you don't have to pay. Same thing with the meals. Let's see. Bill's class, he volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he gets donations for supplies sometimes. Mm-hmm. We do have a cache of art supplies that we got at the beginning of the year, which is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan is class because he's a very well-known painter. His classes are $10 a class. And that includes supplies. So either way,
right,
you're doing good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Well, and there was a struggle in the beginning, or at a certain time, when there was a disagreement over which rooms in the senior center would be used for what. And has that dispute continued, or is it still?
I have to be very careful how I say this.
Maybe I should have brought up a sore point.
No, it's fine. Originally, the large room was supposed to be the activity room for all the exercise classes. And at that point, we didn't have the county meal program.
Mm-hmm.
So when the county meal program came in, they wanted the large room because they thought the program would grow and they needed that space. And then the smaller room, there's three rooms actually, the art room and then the exercise room, which is the smaller room. They were getting full, so they were asking about the big space. So it's kind of been going on, this discussion, and I don't know what's going to happen. I don't. It all depends on what the county thinks, what the needs of the people are. So we'll probably know that by the end of the year.
And it's a limited amount of space. There is no more space on that floor that you could use, is there?
Not really. The beautiful thing about it is there are three rooms, the big room, the middle-sized room, and the little room, which is the art room. So you can have three different things going on at the same time. Doors shut perfectly, mm-hmm. Private. So that's great.
It's the Goldilocks solution.
Yes.
And there's the community room downstairs. You would have access to that from time to time, wouldn't you?
Yes, that's great in our collaboration because we had the ballroom dance, which we collaborated on, but it got ended up using the community room because it was easier to use that room, the mm-hmm. space and the furniture and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So.
And do you have help like setting up a room and then breaking it down when there's a different activity?
The people that do the activity are in charge of that, and mm-hmm. they're great. You know, I give them a picture of how it's set up because the county likes it set up in an exact way, mm-hmm. and they just put everything back the way they found it, so it works well.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that when is the senior center open? I mean, is it ever open just in a social way where people can come in, have coffee and meet people and play cards and all of that?
The busy time is from 9:30 to 1 because mm-hmm. they come and they play cards and they also play bingo, which we can have 16 times a year.
Oh, that I was going to ask you about that. Ah.
Yes.
Bingo.
You have to have
I can't even remember the last time I played bingo.
I don't think I ever did play bingo, but I don't play cards either, but they play cards and Pochino, and then they have little raffles every now and then, and mm-hmm. then Candy, who is the hostess for the county, is fantastic at her job. She decorates it all. She brings special treats for the ladies. She's wonderful with the ladies and men. And
so that is in the same room where the senior lunch is served?
Yeah, that is in everything in the big room.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the big room.
Yeah. And what else was I going to say about Candy? Yes. She also has an ice cream social once a month where she sets up a whole ice cream sundae table. Uh-huh.
Oh, I bet that's popular.
They love that. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I may have to start going to the senior center.
Please do.
You know, I think I looked in my refrigerator today and said, "What am I going to have for lunch?" And sometimes you just don't have anything in the fridge. Not because I can't afford food, but I didn't take the time.
Right.
That's so. Often the case of my refrigerator. Yeah, right.
Come on down.
Unless I'm having a dinner party or something, I tend to get very low. You know, I have eggs and, you know, I try to keep a few things there to, but.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes the cupboard is bare.
Yeah.
And that's the perfect time to come to the senior center.
But you have to know that a day in advance.
Like I said, the first time you just come in and there's probably enough food. Or you can call. If mm-hmm. you're like, hey, I want a meal. Is there enough food? Call that day.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But basically it's good. The people who sign up are pretty regular. So. Mm-hmm. She knows who's coming.
Right. And we're giving lots of phone numbers today. The important one for us being 518-697-7400. That's to donate. And we've moved the needle a little bit. Ellen?
We have moved the needle.
We've moved in the needle a little bit.
Oh, thank goodness.
But what's the number to call if you want to reserve a meal?
The number is 518-828-3200. And you can also go to our Facebook page. Or email me, which is sherstevens@gmail.com. That's sherstevens@gmail.com. George is there on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
George Bednar?
Yes. Uh-huh. I'm there Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. The schedules and the meals are always out in the hallway. So if it were closed, you can pick one up right there. And I just talking to the public, I just would love to see more people come in and enjoy the space because mm-hmm. it's just such a beautiful space. And I want to invite people to come in and bring a group. Have a card group. Have a bridge group. Mahjong. You want to take Spanish lessons? Talk to us. French lessons? Talk to us. A book club? Give me your ideas. Tell me what you want to see at the senior center.
Films, movies.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Dances. I want to have a big party in the spring. I hope I'm able to do this. I want to have a spring swing party with the 40s music band and et cetera, et cetera. So I'm hoping that'll get a lot of people out, advertise mm-hmm. it a lot, and have everyone see how great the space is.
Yeah, it is a beautiful space. It's wonderful. But I'm thinking more of the social aspect of it
mm-hmm.
for a lot of people. I mean, different groups, as you know, have different needs. And there's a man named, I think, Carlos, who I see on the street a lot and was very involved when we were trying to put a senior center together.
Carlos or Marcos? I don't know Carlos.
He's always dancing. You would know.
I meet him
at the post office, he's
I don't know him.
Jogging
I have to
around.
Meet him. Tell him to come in and meet me.
Well, I'm trying to get him to go to the senior center. There are a couple of older people like that I know that I really think would enjoy it, you know?
Yeah, so maybe just come in and dance.
Maybe they're Maybe
yeah.
they're shy about coming, I think. Or
I
go
think a
by
lot of
themselves.
People,
or,
yeah, a lot of people are shy about coming.
I'm shy.
I'll take you, Matt.
Will
oh,
you
don't qualify as a senior, though, I don't think. We still have to get to that issue.
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I'm going to have ongoing things, like have a card day all day so people can come in and play cards. A lot of ideas that we have to get people to know about the place.
Yeah.
To come in and
that's what we're here for at WGXC.
Yes.
To help people get to know about it.
Yeah.
So just walk in, take the elevator, if you'd like, to the second floor and ask for Cher.
Yes, that's it. Or George. George is there on Tuesdays, as I said. And Candy is serving the meal. She's great. And just come on down, check it out, and also bring us your ideas of what things you'd like to have happen at the senior center. Because
yeah.
we're open to any variety of programming. And as you said, there's many different types of seniors, and a lot of seniors don't want to get out of the house, which is a shame because they can come and socialize, and mm-hmm. I think that's a really big part of aging.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's incredibly important.
Important. So important.
So, so important.
Yeah. And they could come down and just chat, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
And have a meal and find friends there. And so that's what we're aiming for, to get a lot more people out for that. And a lot of seniors only want to play cards or watch Price is Right or read a book. But then there's a lot of really active seniors
mm-hmm.
who want to do the other things like ballroom dance and mm-hmm. aerobics. And so
yoga.
It's a wide variety. Yoga.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's, I this is speculation because I'm kind of thinking out loud, is that more and more people find it difficult to think of themselves as seniors.
Yes.
Or they don't want to.
That. They don't want to. I don't want to.
Well, I'm
and
not...
Ellen...
I know. I've decided that I have to confess. Or never mind.
But, it's true. Ellen and I were talking earlier. My brother, who is turning 80 his next birthday, rides his bike 75 miles a day sometimes.
Wow.
And, you know, is just absolutely, you know, plays tennis, travels.
Yeah, the socialization and keeping active in as many ways as you can.
Well, that's what your balance instructor was saying. Just keep moving.
Yeah.
You know, don't just sit in a chair. If I'm at the computer, I try to get up at least every 15 minutes because it's... First of all, I need a better chair. The desk is the wrong height. The whole thing.
Yeah, that's
you know,
good.
It's
It'll
my
get
own
you up.
Fault.
Yeah.
But, you know, get up, I pull a few weeds or make myself a cup of coffee, or I go upstairs and see what mischief the cat has gotten into. There are all kinds of reasons to get up. But it is important. My sister's 90, and she still rides her bicycle. Just to the library, though. She doesn't ride 75 miles, I don't think.
Well, I didn't ride a bicycle, and one day I said, I'm going to ride a bicycle, and I was in Santa Monica, and I took the bike out for the first time, went half a block, and got hit by a truck. I have not ridden, I was okay, but I have not ridden a bicycle since then.
Well, I used to get up in the morning and ride my bicycle down to the beach, and then ride from Ocean Park up to the pier, and then back.
Oh, that's a great path. Yeah, that's the path is okay. That's what I ended up doing.
Yeah, that was my morning ritual in Santa Monica for about 6 years.
Well, we don't have the weather that Santa Monica has. We have the beautiful seasons, which I love.
Yes.
I'm so happy to be in the Hudson River Valley. It's absolutely stunning.
How long have you lived here?
2 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's becomes even more important in a way because during the winter, people are stuck inside their houses and they get less exercise.
Right.
So if they have
less socialization.
And I think a lot of people are don't go out because maybe they're fearful or shy or afraid to try new things.
Afraid of falling.
Yeah, and I think, again, it comes back to lots of people don't want to identify themselves as being seniors.
Yes, that's true. And we
that's
I don't.
That's somebody else,
yeah,
not
that's
me.
Right. That's right. Well, this is funny because when we first started this, I heard a few people say, I'm going to go to the senior center. There's just a bunch of old people there. So that's what I'm trying to reverse that feeling about what a senior center is. And make it a fabulous place to go.
Exactly.
So,
why don't we just call it the recreational center?
Well,
for serious adults.
The movement center. I don't know. Maybe we can think of a better name. But my idol is Beatrice Wood. I don't know. You must have heard her. She's a very, very famous potter. She died at 105, and she was still making beautiful pots. The day before she died.
That's the clue. You just have to keep yourself involved.
Yes.
Which in Hudson is so easy to do.
So easy.
Just
thanks to you.
Much to do about Hudson.
I'm not kidding. I get your thing and I look at it and I go, okay, I write it down. I say, I'm going to go this gallery tonight. And I plan my whole socialization
calendar.
You make
a little, lay down a route.
I do.
Yourself. Yeah, yeah, you have to. There's so much going on.
So much
going
on.
Sometimes I print it and then just box in the things I want to do.
And sometimes there's too many things going
there
on.
There really are too many things
going on. I'm too tired. I'm not going any place.
that was me last night. That was me last night.
Well, you look well rested now.
I did. I slept 10 hours last night.
Oh, whoa. Let's not forget, we're in the middle of a pledge drive here.
518.
And talking to Cher Stevens is just a really good example of the kind of information that the station can bring people. And in this case, it's seniors we're trying to reach.
Yes. And for seniors to think about themselves differently. But for us to get our message out, we need to raise some money. And so let's call 518-697-7400 or go to wgxc.org/donate. Make a sustaining donation. Make a one-time donation. Be generous. We're nice people.
Well, we have to support people like you.
You know,
yes.
You know what we could do? We could bring ourselves over to the senior center and do a remote broadcast.
I think that is just an absolutely fabulous idea.
It.
And we could put people on the air. Anybody who wants to be on the air?
I love it. Let me talk to my ladies and gentlemen about.
And we'll
doing
talk
that.
To the station management. And
yeah.
You know, you weren't here when Hannah Williamson was alive. She was the one that was really trying to start a senior center.
No.
And we met once a month for about, maybe it was a couple of years, in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church here in Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a little membership. We had a little money. Of course, there's always the argument about who's going to bring the cookies for the social hour the next time. Somebody was telling me that they took their father-in-law to the senior center someplace when they were visiting him, and that argument came up. And also, the other thing is, too much broccoli. When you ask people, how's the food? Too much broccoli. Oh,
that's funny.
Because I went to the senior center in Catskill once to see what, you know, the meals were like and that sort of thing. And it was broccoli.
I can't say I'm a fan of the vegetable part of it, but everything else is pretty good. Especially the ice cream social. That's really fun.
Yeah, they have an ice cream social. Once a month?
Yeah, once a month. It's on the 27th this month at 12:30, lunch. Yeah.
Better put it in the schedule here. 27th, what time?
12:30, right after lunch.
12:30. That's in October. October 27th, 12:30. Ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
So, when we were in the First Presbyterian Church, one of the first things we did was go around. We had these big tables set up, and we were all sat in a big circle. And
what was your group called then?
She called it the Star Catchers. It's not bad, is it?
Oh, okay.
No, it's very good. I like that.
A departure from...
The Star Catchers.
We're not far from
the stars.
That. Yeah. At any rate, we went around...
In many different ways.
Yes. Yeah. In a good way.
Mm-hmm. And we went around the table and said, tell us a little bit about yourself. And I remember we got to Hannah and she said she'd been a cheerleader, which was changed your whole thought about her as a person, you know.
Yes.
And then there was someone, Jeannie Porta, I think her name is, who said her father had was a butcher, and they had a butcher shop on Lower Warren, I think it was. And they had a slaughterhouse on the waterfront.
Oh.
And once one of their cows got loose and swam over to middle ground, the island that's there in the middle of,
tried to
of
escape.
The river. You up, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I would.
That was one brave cow.
That's so funny.
They had to lasso the cow and bring him home. Anyway, wonderful stuff like that.
That's great.
It was such fun.
Well, that's the thing. In this country, there is such an emphasis on youth, as opposed to Europe, where they treat their elders a lot kinder, I think. And people...
Or in Asia.
And especially young people sometimes look at an old person, they go, oh, he's old. It's like, I have nothing in common with him. But they have to realize that seniors have lived a long time and have had sometimes fascinating lives.
Right.
And wisdom to share and stories. And they're still the same inside. They're still the same person with the intelligence and the sense of humor that they've always had. So a lot of people have to get past that view of a senior.
Mm-hmm.
This leads me to ask what the writing, you're doing a writing for seniors class.
Creative writing for seniors.
Mm-hmm. And what the approach is to that?
I do not. Miss O'Neill, I can't remember her first name, Maureen. Anyway, that is ongoing, so it's kind of in the middle of it right now. You might be able to still come in. It's on the 12th and the 26th, 2 to 4 p.m.
I'm not interested in joining it, but I'm interested in what her approach is. And I thought, I bet it's, you know, tell me about yourself.
Probably.
Kind of thing. I mean, it could
write
be.
Write what you know. Yeah. I didn't take the class, so I don't know exactly what it is.
Anyway,
naughty,
well,
naughty.
This has been great. I'm so glad you came on and had
Thank
the time
you for
to do it.
Suggesting it, it's
yes,
awesome.
And I think we should maybe do this, you know, sort of quasi-regular basis, like once a quarter or so, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Every once in a while.
Every once in a while. It, like, we could be like the Spotty Dog Film Festival. The once in a while the annual Spotty Dog Short Film Festival, which will be October 8th at 7 p.m.
Right, at the Spotty Dog for
this coming
40
Sunday night.
Warren Street.
Yeah.
Just don't call it the old Spotty Dog, okay?
That had never even occurred to me.
I'm so glad. But I love the idea of the remote. I think that would be so much fun.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could come on the ice cream social day.
Well, that'd be good.
Everybody's in a really good
mood.
What,
do they have sprinkles and things you
everything.
Can put on your ice cream?
Yeah, nuts and cherries and strawberries and sprinkles. And yeah, she's great.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about that? That's a lure. That'll get them in.
Yeah.
Get them in the door.
I love more sprinkles.
You
have to get the nose of the camel in the tent.
She has chocolate sprinkles and multicolored sprinkles. Okay. And maraschino cherries.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I used to sneak maraschino cherries when I was a kid from my parents' bar.
I did, too. They're so bad for you, but they're so good.
Oh, I can only imagine
dyed,
what's in them.
They?
Oh, awful. Yeah. Red dye, number
Red dye,
whatever.
Six, or whatever it was. Yeah. My parents were great cocktail party givers.
Oh.
Yeah, very smoky house. It was the 50s.
Did you learn how to make cocktails? No?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Oh, you did?
And I learned how to make small talk.
That's the most important thing at a party,
It is important.
No, we were before a cocktail party, my mother would have us in and give us our lines. You asked Mrs. Sparling about this.
Oh, that's great. I like that.
You know, we used to have, when I was in college, a play reading group. So we'd get together and somebody would assign the parts.
I want to do that. Yeah.
And then sometimes we would change who read the part. And it's especially fun with Shakespeare. Shakespeare would be difficult, I think.
Yeah.
But you know what? WGXC has its Diamond Street radio players. We might be able to do a special edition sometime from the Senior Center with a cast from there.
Oh, that'd be great. That's also on my list. Play rating and also improv.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of people. There's ex-actors up here. They're comedians.
Oh, yeah, I took... we're okay.
You're watching the time.
I'm watching the time. It's 518-697-7400 to call.
This has been a wonderful example of WGXC at its best, Sherry.
Yes.
Thank you
very
much.
Yes, I appreciate it. And my last words will be, come on down to the beautiful armory with the Senior Center, 51... North 5th Street at State.
Yes.
And if you have any questions, call Cher Stevens at 828-3200. Mm-hmm.